The 10-Minute Math Podcast will help parents answer the two big questions. Why is math taught differently today?
And how can I support my own child at home?
We are your hosts, Jan
and Colleen.
We are two teachers crazy for math.
We are sisters from a family of 10.
Both of us have families that include 4 math-loving children and 2 grandchildren.
Together, we have more than 50 years in education.
We are on a mission to help parents use normal everyday routines, such as bedtime, playtime, or mealtime, as opportunities to build their children's number sense so that their children can find the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics.
So tell me, Jan, why is this mission so important?
We are educators and we know a child's confidence in math can be life-changing as these children develop interests that lead to college and even career opportunities.
We know you're busy, so we'll keep this weekly podcast short. Nobody has time for an hour-long podcast. Give us just 10 minutes a week and we promise to make it worth it.
Now it's time for you to take action. Click on subscribe to get notified every time a new podcast episode is released. And thank you so much for making math fun. Equation for fun, daily routines to make math connections. Welcome to episode 30 of the 10-Minute Math Podcast. In this episode, we will talk about why the number 10 is so important. Now let's get started.
In case you haven't heard, Jan and I currently have 2 math mini courses on number sense designed for parents, grandparents, daycare providers, and preschool teachers. The first course is all about spatial reasoning, and the second course is about counting, called 1 and 2, more or less. Our third course is scheduled to be released on May 1st of 2022, and the topic is benchmarks of 5 and 10. So in this podcast, we thought we might give you a little insight into the importance of the number 10.
All of these math mini courses are designed for parents to support their own child in building number sense. So let's dig deeper into the number 10. First of all, we have a base 10 number system here in the United States. The reason it is called a base 10 system is because we use only 10 digits or symbols to make all our numbers. Some mathematicians speculate that a base 10 system was chosen because we tend to count with our 10 fingers. Those 10 digits include 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. If we want to make numbers greater than 9, we put 2 digits together, and the placement of the digits is very important. Writing a 1 followed by a 0 represents the number 10. It would be a different number if we put the 0 first, followed by the 1. The placement of the digit is what gives it value in our system.
Yeah, but not all systems use base 10. For example, a system with only 2 digits is used for computers. In a base 2 system, the only 2 digits used are 0 and 1. If you wanted to record the number 2 in a base 2 system, you would write a 1 followed by a 0. In other words, you can't just use the digit 2, so you have to use an additional digit. This is the same when you get to the number 9 in our system. We have no other digits, so we use a number with 2 digits. If you wanted to record the next number or the number 3 in the base 2 system, you would use the digit 1 followed by another 1. And then moving forward to the number 4, you've already used a 1 and a 0 for the number 2 and 2 ones for the number 3, so you would have to add another digit and it would look like 1, 0, 0.
If all this seems complicated, it is because you have basically memorized our base 10 system without really understanding how it works. In your defense, you were probably never taught how to understand our base 10 system. If you are like us, you were probably just taught to memorize the numbers.
Yep, that's so true. Working in base 2 and other bases such as base 6 and base 8 helped me to understand how place value works. Since there are two 5s in 10, 5 is also considered a benchmark number to explore.
The cool thing about a base 10 system is that you only need to know 10 symbols and then figure out the pattern of how to put those symbols together. Our brain is wired to look for patterns, and understanding those patterns helps children develop number sense. In fact, the international math test called the TIMSS test is given to 4th and 8th grade students from different countries all over the world to test this theory. The data reveals that students who memorize don't do as well as students that understand number concepts.
Part of the counting learning ladder we explore in our math mini course includes the ability to skip count by tens. This is important because when children initially work with large numbers, they need to figure out the pattern of what comes after 29 or 39. Counting by tens helps children to practice those transitions like 29 to 30 and 39 to 40. The same understanding is needed to work with three-digit numbers and higher.
Another tool children use in school is place value blocks. These blocks are used to model larger two- and three-digit numbers. It helps children to understand that adding a new digit to the left is 10 times more than the digit it is next to on the right, and that a 3 in the tens place actually represents three groups of 10 or 30.
A real-world application of this concept is counting coins. The idea that 10 pennies can be traded for one dime and that 10 dimes can be traded for $1 might help your child to understand the importance of counting by ones and tens. Children can also learn the importance of the number 5 as they trade nickels for dimes or dollars. Children will love to work with coins if it means that they get to use these coins to buy a treat or something special.
If we want children to make sense of numbers and counting, it is important for children to learn to count with objects. We recommend starting a counting jar for your young children. Have your child collect some small objects they are interested in, such as shells or rocks, and put them in the counting jar. Have your child choose the objects to collect to make it more fun. Ask your child how many objects are in the jar, and then practice counting the objects with your child.
Another idea we have suggested is to ask questions about objects you see in books you are reading to your child. Ask questions like, how many children are on the page? Or how many chickens do you see? And count with your child to find out how many in all.
As your child's first teacher, you are so important. Spending quality time with your child, building his or her confidence with numbers is huge. How do busy parents find the extra time to do this? We suggest that you incorporate these ideas into your daily routines that are already a part of your child's day, such as mealtime, playtime, or even bedtime.
We would love to know what questions you have so that we can address them on our upcoming podcasts. You can find our contact information on our website at 10minutemath.com. That's TENminutemath.com. Bye for now, and thanks for
making math fun.